Jack in the Box has never shied away from being the edgier cousin to other fast food restaurants, especially when it comes to ads that imply their customers like late-night eating, maybe because they're stoned.
Would you rather have spoons for hands or elbows for ears?
I'd rather have food. Let's make a late-night foodie call and get my munchie meal with the new jalapeno burger. I'll eat it with my spoon hands.
What? I can't hear you.
That commercial's from a few years ago when Jack in the Box wasn't coming right out and saying the obvious, but now that California has legalized recreational marijuana use, the chain has teamed up with a cannabis company in creating Merry Munchie Meals. Among other things, they feature tacos, chicken strips, and curly fries. The promotion only lasts for 1 week later this month at three California locations as a pilot project. And with me to talk about it is marketing professor Anthony Dukes of the Marshall School of Business at USC. Professor, do you think Jack in the Box customers in California will be up for trying these new meals?
It's hard to say, but I would guess that Jack in the Box knows who its customers are and feels comfortable that they actually might be attracted to it and find it appealing because it is a little cutting edge and subversive. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for, a little anti-establishment. And I think they know their customers. They know that they are that way, perhaps. It's legal. They did run this promotion that hinted at it, and their customers probably got the hint.
So does this directness then make sense? Because in the past, there have been criticisms of some marketing that it's almost, they try to be opaque about it when people sort of can understand where they're coming from. So how do you feel about really directness when it comes to this sort of new ad campaign in general?
I think we also have to make a separation between good marketing and marketing that people are critical of. So just because there is a controversy over some promotion doesn't mean it was ineffective marketing. In fact, it could be the opposite. People who might criticize it might be social commentators, people that aren't in their target market. And that may actually fuel the sort of subversive appeal that people like. Some people like to like things that other people don't like. And the extent to which some of these direct appeals generate some controversy might galvanize people who actually do like it. So I think one has to make a distinction whether even if this becomes controversial with the Jack in the Box, it's not clear that that makes it bad marketing.
I'm intrigued by what you said about Jack in the Box knowing their customers, because there are some who have speculated that, well, McDonald's, for example, couldn't really get away with this because they are presented as more traditional family-oriented. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's well said, Steve, because McDonald's and others may have a broader customer base where this would not fly, whereas Jack in the Box customers may be a little more homogeneous with respect to, you know, their attitudes towards marijuana.
Jack in the Box in Long Beach, and it's only for a couple of weeks, sort of as a pilot experiment in a way. I'm curious as to whether you think, how do you think the company is thinking in terms of that? Do you think the company is sort of wants to be all in, but they want to see it as a pilot project just in case it really doesn't do well?
I wouldn't know firsthand what's going through management's mind, but I would agree with you that that would be a plausible explanation, that this is sort of a dip a toe in the water to see the reaction that they get, not just from their customers, but maybe from the broader public in general. If it does seem a bit risky, they could get some initial signals if this is going to raise a bigger controversy than they want to handle at this point.
The company had actually partnered with, or at least collaborated a bit with, a cannabis company to sort of think about that process. I'm curious as to whether that is the type of collaboration that either would surprise you or it would surprise you to not see more of it in the future.
I wouldn't be surprised to see more of this in the future. Like I was saying earlier, I don't think this is something that's going to go mainstream simply because pot smoking is a niche activity in my best estimation. But I wouldn't be surprised to see more brands using this tie, just not, you know, not on a mass scale, but more than Jack in the Box.
This also seems like a pretty tight demographic focus here, probably appealing to people who are at a younger demographic, I would guess.
Yeah, I guess that's not surprising. If we think of younger people, they like to do it their own way. And if there's a disapproving parent or disapproving set of elders, that makes it all the more attractive for some younger people.
Are there potential pitfalls at all for Jack in the Box, do you think, in doing this? Or is it either positive or maybe just nothing?
One potential pitfall, I guess, would be if some of their customers are offended by this, if they are anti-pot or anti-marijuana, and this becomes a bigger controversy that they're promoting pot smoking. That's where I could see this. If people are convinced that pot smoking is bad and this law is bad and that they're promoting unhealthy behavior, this could bite them. They haven't encouraged pot smoking so much as sort of rub a little joke and say, you know, we all know we get the munchies when you smoke pot. Come to Jack in the Box and fill up.
Professor Anthony Dukes is a marketing expert at the Marshall School of Business at USC. Professor, thanks so much.
Steve, yeah, sure.